I want to bring in our Harry Houck, law enforcement, formerly with the NYPD. Harry, it just seems, strikes me as bizarre what we're seeing. Is this common?
Anderson.
I mean, I guess at some point the police give up the crime scene and somebody else takes it over.
Anderson, I'm having chills down my spine what I'm seeing here. This apartment clearly is full of evidence. I don't see any fingerprint dust on the walls where they went in there and checked for fingerprints for other people that might have been connected with these two. You've got documents laying all over the place. You've got shredded documents that need to be taken out of there and put together to see what was shredded. You have passports. You got driver's licenses. Now you have thousands of fingerprints all over inside this crime scene. Now, there should have been some crime scene tape up there. Usually in an instance like this, if crime scene goes in and does the work and comes out, you still keep that scene locked up and with a sign on board saying you cannot come in until the police release it. The fact is maybe that they did not do that here. And I am so shocked, I cannot believe it. This is Detective 101 for crying out loud. And we have, it looks like dozens of people in there totally destroying a crime scene, which is still vital in this investigation because we don't know how many other people that they were connected with in this thing. So there might be tons of fingerprints in there that we need to look at to see if there's any kind of connection with those fingerprints or some people that might be on a watch list or something else. I'm really shocked here that if the police are watching this right now, they better be on their way down there to be able to stop this from happening because this is... I'm shaking over it.